Welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. We're your hosts. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And today we're going to talk about whatever the newest Kamen Rider Drive episode is.
Yeah, I forgot which one aired this week, so it's going to be a short episode.
Is it 20? Are we on 20 yet?
It was 20, yeah.
All right. Liam, what happened in today's episode? We're going to do this now. This is going to be a thing every episode.
We got a one-parter today. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either, actually.
So, a Roidmude comes and copies Q, and the Roidmude learns to be human through the love of anime. And,
don't we all?
And through this love of anime, he and Q become roommates and best buddies, and then the Roidmude gets fucking murdered by Medic.
God. We learn that Medic isn't just a bitch to Brain, she is just a bitch.
Mm-hmm, period. And we get to see Medic as a monster mash.
Yeah, she's got a cool design, and also she's probably going to be the final boss.
Yeah, I don't know, I think Brain is going to be the final boss, the more I think about it.
I think Brain is going to not turn good, per se, but he is going to turn on the others, especially when Medic goes, like, full insano mode and starts trying to murder every other Roidmude.
I think Heart's going to go down first.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've seen him getting his ass beat. We've seen him almost dying. He's definitely first to hit the mat.
Medic. Yeah, what type of power does this guy have where he's, like, almost dies every time he gets in a fight? That's not strong.
He's the power of being the first villain that kids get bored of the fastest.
He's got the coolest design.
He's got a pretty good... I don't particularly love any of the big boss Roidmude designs, really. I don't hate them. They're okay.
See, I like Hearts a lot. I like his design. I'm not a big fan of the others. But I actually, if we're going to talk about villain designs, best villain design is actually Machine Chaser, because they put time into it.
Machine Chaser is a very nice suit. I like his spiders and bats and shit.
They actually put effort into that one, unlike a lot of the single-episode monsters.
What did you think of Drive Episode 20, Jeff?
I really enjoyed it, and here's why. I enjoyed it because Q actually became a character. He is horrible to look upon. He makes you wish to look away from the screen.
Q looks like me. I'm taking offense to that.
Holy shit, really?
I think he looks a little bit like me.
I think not, my friend.
Well, I'll take
I've
that
seen
as a
you.
Compliment.
I've seen you with my own eyes. I didn't avert my gaze when I looked upon you in the same way.
I see myself in Q.
I do too. I see myself in Q as well. Those tears, I shared them with his...
It was like, Toei was like, our adult audience, let's just turn them into a character, and he's a big nerd-ass bitch.
Those tears that he was crying during the paper cutout flash animation anime he was watching, those were my tears. But he actually got fleshed out as a character, which is happening to everybody, which is great. I love to see that. And not only did he get fleshed out as a character, we learned that the Roidmudes, as you call them, can have human emotions for realsies and be good guys, which we sort of learned with Chaser. But
that's what I liked about the last episode, too. I said that the Roidmude plots are getting more and more complex. It's not just like a Roidmude's there and he's trying to fuck shit up. They have more complex motivations than that now. It's pretty good stuff.
A friend of ours pointed out to me that Q was missing in a few episodes before this, and then he's like a big plot player in this episode, and it comes into play why he was missing.
Mm-hmm. That's clever.
And the Chief was missing for 3 episodes. I don't know if they're going to write that in, that he's a Roidmude or not.
Like I said before, if they're smart, they will. If they're playing the long game.
I hope they really do. I think that would be great. I want an episode focused on him anyway.
It would be nice for him to get some development, yeah.
A lot of people don't like him. I think he's great, but he sort of is that stock Japanese funny character who makes silly faces and yells a lot.
I don't like him that much for that exact reason. He doesn't have much of an impact on anything around him. He's just like, ah! Alright, well, whatever, bro.
I like him. I think he's fun. He's a fun character. He's silly.
Nope.
Well, alright, maybe they'll kill him off. Maybe everyone you hate will die.
That's, I've been dreaming of that since, like, middle school, so.
Maybe you should see a lot of yourself in Q.
Speaking of Q, I liked this episode a whole lot, because of, like you said, the reasons you mentioned that things are getting more complex, you get development for Q, but one thing I think should have, I felt was a really, really big missed opportunity was, isn't Go supposed to be, like, a racist towards Roidmudes? And here we have a whole episode about a Roidmude turning good, and Go says nothing, and does nothing. And I think there could have been...
Not entirely true. There is a very subtle moment where, Drive is holding, or not Drive, he's Shinosuke at that point, and he's holding the Roidmudo in his arm, and he's like, oh no, don't die, I love you, or whatever. And Go runs up and says, you take care of that one, I'm gonna take care of this one. Like, he thinks Shinosuke just beat the shit out of the monster, and he completely is oblivious to the emotional scene happening because Roidmudo aren't people to him.
See, I saw that, but the fact that he said take care of made me think that it wasn't quite like a... I don't know, maybe it was meant to be just a pure implication, but I think, and this might be crazy, I think I would have loved this episode 10 times more if it was Go that shot the Roidmude in the back.
Yeah, you're, like, really looking for that rider conflict to come in.
I want rider conflict.
You want the riders to fight. You're too invested in Ryuki still. You're looking for that rider war.
I just like having characters having more complex relationships with each other, and Go has been built up to have a conflict with Shinosuke over whether Roidmudes can really be good or not, and I want to see that come to a head so bad, and I know I'm probably going to have to wait until Chase becomes a rider for it. But
Roy, we can cut all that out, but leave it in.
No,
fuck
I'm not
it.
Going to. But, yeah.
Go in Shinosuke's relationship is very complex. Go wants Shinosuke to fuck his sister. That's super complex. That's not a normal relationship.
I don't think there's a single secondary rider who's got that before Go. So
that is entirely him.
It's completely like Ren didn't care. Ren didn't even have a sister.
It all goes back to Ryuki for you, doesn't it?
Always. You'd think it was the only show I ever saw because I talk about it so much, but I swear to God it's not.
We've actually never seen a Kamen Rider series, neither of us. So.
I'm not even 100% certain what Kamen Rider is.
We're not watching Drive right now, we're just making things up about it. Who knows what's happening on that show?
It's like Power Rangers, right?
You know, fuck you.
Do you have any other thoughts on this episode yet?
A lot of people are sort of complaining that Kiriko is becoming less of a character as the show goes along, and I see that. She sometimes goes almost an entire episode without speaking now, which is kind of rough.
Now that you mention it, yes.
She was the secondary character.
She didn't have any lines in this episode that were longer than a few seconds, if I remember correctly.
Mm.
Do you remember her saying anything?
I don't.
She didn't say anything.
I sort of have, like, rider watcher's disease, where I don't pay attention to anybody who's not a Kamen Rider most of the time. Like, if someone does something silly, or, like, super plot relevant, I'm like, yeah, that character did this, but if they're not wearing a shiny suit, why the fuck am I watching them,
yeah.
You know?
You know what? Speaking of forgotten characters who are going away, where is the wheelchair guy?
Yeah, I knew you were going
to
bring this up.
What happened
in this
to
podcast?
Him?
He's in a hospital, genius.
Okay,
he can't just go waltzing about.
He's been in the hospital since the beginning of this series, but Tomari visits him and talks to him, and he advanced the plot. But that hasn't happened since episode 8. Did Tomari just forget? I thought the guy was supposed to be Tomari's big, like, motivator, like the dark demon of his past. I thought that was supposed to be a big part of his character. Did they forget about him?
You can't sell any toys from a guy in a hospital in a wheelchair.
You could sell...
Who's gonna buy that action figure?
Like a sick transforming wheelchair or something, I don't know.
Maybe that's the third rider that's coming up.
Yeah, Toei, give us a call.
We know you listen. We know you're big fans. That's gonna be the running joke of this podcast. No one listens to it.
Wheelchair guy. Hopefully they're... Oh my god. He's been gone for 12 episodes. Maybe he's like 3 Roidmudes now.
Anyway, let's move on to our secondary topics. We got 2 topics this time. Liam, why don't you start with yours?
Yeah, I want to talk about myself again. I Ugh. I am watching Black, and I finally got to the arc where Shadow Moon shows up. And hot diggity damn, have you... How far are you in Black, Jeff? Did you get terribly far?
I am on episode 15
You're
in
getting
Black.
There. It's Black starts off really strong. Like, it really opens with a bang. But as you get into, like, the 20s, it feels like it starts to get kind of formulaic. But Shadow Moon appears... Like, that whole arc starts at 34, and god damn, it's good. Holy shit.
Are you beating it right now?
Yeah, you can't see it, but it's happening.
I'm glad I can't see it.
It's just like, it's that part in every Showa series where you're like, shit's gonna start really going down, and the plot's gonna start moving forward. And with Black, you enjoy it beforehand, because it's even though it's completely episodic and there's very little plot progression other than him getting a new bike in, like, episode 20 or something. You enjoy it because it does episodic...
Spoilers!
I'm sorry. Whew. New toys coming out. I'm sorry.
God, I was gonna buy that when it came out, but not anymore.
But, you still enjoy it because it does episodic plots really well. But I couldn't help but, kind of, by the time Shadow Moon came around, that I was just sort of, like, waiting for him to appear. And it absolutely doesn't disappoint. I love it. I'm not done Black yet, but that's...
That's the V3 experience. You get to a point where you're just waiting 20 episodes for Rider Man to show
up. That's what I hear about V3.
V3 is a good series, though. It gets a lot of shit for how formulaic it gets, because some of the episodes can get completely interchangeable at some points. But I think the strength of the charisma of the characters really pushes it ahead.
It sounds like a pretty good show.
It's good. It's a good show. Everyone should watch it. Everyone should watch all the Kamen Rider shows. All of them.
And another thing I wanted to talk about you about, I wanted to talk to you about, Jeff, the official scans for Type Formula are out. You see those?
Yeah, I've seen them.
What do you think?
I think it looks, it's like somewhere between when Type Wild first showed up and when Type Technique. When Type Technique showed up, it was like all the other suits looked a million times better. It's like the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. My eyes bled.
Technique is fucking hideous. I'll give you that.
It's awful. And Type Formula is like 3 or 4 notches above Type Technique. It looks god-awful, but it doesn't look as good as Type Wild. And it looks nowhere near as good as Type Speed.
I think I'm surrounded by plebs on every angle because I think Type Formula looks great.
He has a car on his shoulders. That's... Like, he shoved his head through the center of a car.
That's the draw. The nose of the car is coming out of his chest, and there's little decals on it. It looks like he is becoming the car when he's got the two wheels on the sides. And he's got two spoilers, and one of them is a pair of sunglasses. I love it.
If the car was actually coming out of his chest, that would be awesome. But no, he has shoved his head through a plastic children's go-go vehicle. And it's just sitting on his shoulders. It's not coming out of anything. He's wearing, like, the golden shield from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but made out of a car.
That's not it at all. The golden shield was like a shitty little piece of... Look.
Fuck you. Don't you dare talk about that golden shield that way.
Jeff getting serious. No, but I think it's a form that looks like he's a car. I think that's awesome. And, like, The sunglasses spoiler is what really gets me.
Why do you have such bad taste, Liam? I hear that in the general about you.
I was born this way.
Let us switch topics to something more interesting. My topic. I want to talk about the best printed material you're ever going to read for Kamen Rider. A lot of you, all of you, probably know that Kamen Rider had a manga, and Black had a manga, and Zetto had a manga.
I didn't know about Zetto's manga.
It's better than the movie.
I believe you.
But the best Kamen Rider manga you're ever going to put your hands on is called Kamen Rider Spirits. And Liam, I know you've read some of it.
I've read a fair chunk of Kamen Rider Spirits, and it's awesome.
For people who don't know, Kamen Rider Spirits is action-packed-ass manga about being a warrior of justice. It retells the Zetcross movie, like his origins and his character arc, but it's a million times better, and it includes single stories for every single Showa Kamen Rider up to Zetcross, and then it brings them all together for a story of saving the world.
Yeah, every single Showa Rider has, like, a, before Zetcross, I mean, has, like, a 7-chapter arc all to themselves or something like that.
I'm not sure if that's the correct number, well, but it's they a do bunch have of their own. Yeah, they do have their own story. And as much as I love Spirits, I will say that I was disappointed that Rider 1 only, like, guest appears at the end of the first arc and never gets his own. But he's too legendary, I guess. He is the legendary Rider, so he couldn't be the main character.
They couldn't get him back. They couldn't pay the actor enough for the manga.
The linchpin of the entire comic, though, is Taki from the original Kamen Rider series. He's the main character.
The Interpol agent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he becomes a Kamen Rider at the beginning, sort of. He becomes the Kamen Rider we would all be if we had the balls.
It's really cool. He does the Rider punch by sticking a taser on his fist, and he does the Rider kick by putting shotgun shells on the bottom of his boot.
Which totally works. Go home and yeah. Try it, kids.
Do try this at home.
Tell them Rider Club told you. But Spirits is the most badass thing I've ever read. Like, read it a million times. You'll never be able to finish it, though, unless you understand Japanese. And boy, do those translations get bad before they cut off.
Oh, I bet. That's why I told you I only read up till Stronger's arc, because I just wanted to see Stronger, and then I was like, the story's not done, so fuck it. I stopped reading after that.
You get about halfway through the actual story after we've introduced all the characters. You get about halfway through it, and then it just cuts off. Because no one has translated it. And of course, there's a whole secondary series afterwards called Shin Kamen Rider Spirits, because, you know, it moved to a different, like, monthly magazine, weekly magazine. I don't know how they do it over in Japan land. Read it anyway. I don't give a shit if you're worried about not being able to finish it. Liam, you should read it up until the subs get awful and you can't understand it.
Nah, my spirit is too weak. My Shin Kamen Rider spirit is too weak.
I think we're done with this podcast. I don't think we'll ever reach a level above where we just made it to with that joke. The plateau of that joke will never be crested.
It's good to know that I've sent a set with a bang.
Anyway, is there anything else you'd like to talk about in this episode?
Man, we're only at like 20 minutes.
Yeah, this was a quick one, wasn't it? Oh, let's actually talk about the podcast for a second. You might have noticed we're still doing it. We didn't cut off.
No way.
We're going to do it until we die.
Okay,
maybe. Kamen Rider gets canceled. Well, we'll do it until you die.
Okay. I'll sign that contract, yeah.
When I don't want to do it anymore.
Just don't replace
knife to
me.
Your guts. I'm going to replace you. I replaced the other guy.
Well, the other guy was weak.
The other guy's dead. Don't speak ill of the dead that way. Nobody who listens to this anymore knows what the fuck I'm talking about. They're like, I listened to episode 1. The same guy was on it. Anyway, you might have noticed that the ending song has changed on each of our podcasts.
Yeah.
And you can vote on what our ending song is every time. All you have to do is go to our Twitter, which is Rider Club Radio, at Rider Club Radio.
No caps, no spaces, no numbers.
You can follow us, which would just be a great jerk to our ego. It would be the best. Or you could not follow us as well. I don't give a shit. Just tell us what song you want to hear at the end of it from any Kamen Rider. Don't send us, like, Kanye West or whatever. Kamen Rider. Only.
We got one for this week.
You could send it to the email as well. What's the email, Liam?
The email is Rider Club. Is it Rider Club Radio or is it RiderClub@gmail.com?
You don't even know. When's the last time you checked it?
Fucking email. I've never checked it.
God damn. We could have like 9,000 emails by now of people being like, I love your podcast, or probably go fuck yourself.
You made
really.
The email, Jeff. I thought it would be your responsibility.
Oh, that's what we're doing here. We're just fucking putting each other on blast, huh? That's what we're doing.
Let's just point fingers.
I'm going to say it's your fault because I don't want to be at fault. Beat that argument.
It's probably Decade's fault.
Probably. Anyway, I'll have to open that after we're finished and see what's up. You can comment on this video and tell us what you want. If you don't want to send us anything, you can just comment on the video and be like, hey, play Journey Through the Decade because I like Decade and I have really bad taste. You know, whatever.
It just get us
That's actually a pretty good song.
Get us the fucking music no matter what. Through any avenue.
Well, you can't look it up? You can't look up the music yourself?
Well, no, I mean, like, suggest us the music through any avenue. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I'll even take it in the thread.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah, he spends his entire life in that thread. It's disgusting.
It's my job, actually.
It's your actual job, going into the Kamen Rider
General.
I
get paid to shitpost.
Damn, I knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew it. I'm also in that thread a lot, by the way. I just don't blabber as much as Liam does.
Yeah, good. If you see somebody in there who says, oh, you know, Ryuki's ending wasn't so bad, that's me.
Oh,
that's my identifier.
God, no one's going to listen to this ever. Everyone just turned it off after that, which is fine because we're pretty much done.
We can say whatever we want.
We are pretty much done, I'd imagine.
Okay.
This is a short one.
Yeah, this is a quick one. All right.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Peace.
Boku wa, 青空